The audio you're about to hear was recorded in Anchor. Learn more at anchor.fm.
Hey guys, good morning. Welcome to the Day by Day podcast with Caress Deer. So I want to say thank you to all of you who are listening, who are subscribing, who are favoriting. Thank you so much. I see you all and I greatly appreciate it. I've been wanting to do a podcast for a while, but at first it was just, I had no idea what to talk about. You know, and I listen to podcasts and everybody has these really cool, great topics. And, you know, they probably have somebody that they talk to that they kind of riff off of. And, you know, it's really fun, but I had no idea what I wanted to talk about, much less talk about by myself. And over the weekend, I was playing with the Anchor app and then it just kind of came out of me and I was like, wow, this is actually going to be really cool, really fun. And so far the response has been very positive and I really, really appreciate it. Thank you guys so much. So, let's get started. I'm just going to jump right in. And this week I want to talk about a situation that recently happened to me. I broke up with my fiance. So let me give you a little backstory. My fiance and I met while I was on vacation in Jamaica. I was visiting my family. And we met, and that was in, 2016. So I would say August 2016 is when we met. And I wasn't looking for a relationship at all. I was quite content being single. I mean, I was working, I'm working full time. I go to school full time. I had just finished my bachelor's, finally. And was about to walk into my master's and I just was like, I don't have time for a relationship. But he was persistent. You know, he liked me from day one. And it's funny because we met and then we just never really stopped talking. So over time, my feelings grew, his feelings grew until the point where he proposed this past June. I'm horrible with timelines, so it's like I have to think about it in my head and be like, am I getting this right? So we decided we were going to get engaged. And everything was fine and dandy. You know, I would say 95% of the time, we had a fabulous relationship. And don't think that this is about bashing him at all. It's really not. The heart of this episode is talking about the lessons that I learned from this relationship and why it is that I am not hugely upset about the fact that we broke up. I know that sounds weird, but I'm gonna get there. I'm gonna circle back around. Don't worry. Stick with me. So I would say the two main things that I learned was how important communication is in general, but how important it is for me. And the fact that when you're in a relationship, you're gonna have to make some compromises, but yourself, you as a person should not be the compromise that you're making. So let's discuss this, right? Communication is important to me, especially because growing up, I just really felt like my voice wasn't heard. Like I wasn't important or my opinion wasn't important to my family. And that's kind of, I don't want to say that it's like a Jamaican or Caribbean family thing because that can happen anywhere. But of course, my experience is limited to the culture that I grew up in. So it is kind of a Jamaican thing where children are to be seen and not heard. And, you know, the parents are the ones who kind of dictate everything, which is fine. I'm not against that. But when you're a child growing up and you're constantly feeling like my voice doesn't matter, my opinion doesn't matter, anything I say, it doesn't matter. When you're an adult and you now realize, wait, I can make decisions on my own. My opinion does matter. And you realize that you are important. If somebody comes and tries to squelch that, now you're going to feel like, no, I can't let that happen. I can't feel comfortable with that. You know, so my ex, while he's a fabulous, fabulous person that I absolutely adore, a lot of times I felt like I was talking to a brick wall. And it's like, it didn't start out that way. And we used to have these fabulously deep conversations. We used to, you know, spend hours on the phone getting to know each other. And then it would be like, You know, I'm talking to you, but you're not hearing me. So as you can imagine, that disconnect became a problem for me. Because it's like, how can I communicate to you how I'm feeling? How can I talk to you if I don't feel a reception coming back? You know, so, I mean, for example, I mean, I just threw it out there without examples, right? You know, we would have a conversation where I would say to him, you know, babe, I don't feel like we're communicating effectively anymore. I don't feel like I'm communicating with you in the right way. I need for you to tell me, what can I do to connect with you more or get more of a response from you? I feel like our relationship has become very surface level. And I would still get surface level responses. So it's just like, I don't know what to do or what to say or where to go from here. And I'm trying to reach out to you and I'm not getting back any kind of feedback. You know, it would just be, he would just basically say, oh, I think we're fine. You know, I love you and we have a great relationship and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, well, I'm not doubting that you love me, nor am I doubting that we have a great relationship. I just think that this is a very important aspect of our relationship that we should work on. So he wasn't really getting it. And I didn't know how else to explain it. But it bugged me that I couldn't get through to him. I couldn't get him to see how I was feeling and why I was feeling that way. No matter how many different ways I conveyed that message to him, it just wasn't coming through. And I couldn't figure it out. And then it became this puzzle to me, and it was this unsolvable puzzle. You know, and then I don't think we ever got over it. And that was a major part of what brought me to the point of being like, you know what? I've really put in the effort. I don't think this is going anywhere. And I don't want to commit my life to being with somebody who I can't feel comfortable talking to. You know, we can have our basic, hi, how are you? Hi, how are you? My day was fine and blah, blah, blah. But I couldn't get him to go deeper than that. And I didn't feel like there was any way for me to change that. So the other reason that I mentioned was feeling like I was compromising myself. So like I said, you know, when you're going into a relationship, you're definitely going to feel like you have to let certain things go because, of course, now it's no longer just you. You're going to compromise. You're going to be vulnerable. You know, you're trying to build a relationship, build a bond with somebody. So these are things that is expected. But throughout the relationship, I started feeling like I was letting too much go. Like, there were things where it's like, this really irks me. I shouldn't let this go. I should explain to him why, and we should just handle it and move on. And there were some things that I tried, but then that goes right back to the communication thing, where it's like, you're not hearing me. So you're hearing the words that are coming out of my mouth, but you're not truly listening and reflecting or thinking about what I'm saying to then give me back any kind of response or any kind of action that makes me feel like you've heard me. And I feel like I was just kind of letting things go because that's what you do in a relationship. But then I got to the point where it was like, no, I can't lose myself in a relationship if I'm not going to lose myself while I'm single. You know, I can't let so many things go that all of a sudden these become the standards for how he's going to think he can treat me. I'm not okay with that. And again, I went to him and I expressed that, you know, this is how I'm feeling. I'm not okay with this. And I got the same flatline response. So towards the end, and I would say probably from when I got back home from Jamaica in the summer until maybe about a week or two ago, that's what I had spent my time trying to convey to him and trying and trying and trying till I got to the point where it was just like, yeah, I don't know how much more of this trying and trying I can do, you know? So, excuse me. Sorry, it's morning. I have morning voice. I just couldn't keep going. And I feel like I should be more upset about breaking it off with somebody that I was willing to marry. But I think because I realized that I put in my best effort, I really put in effort. I really did. I put in effort and I learned a lot about myself. And because I think it's helped me grow as an individual, I just realized, like, wow, I put in this effort and I learned about myself. I think I feel comfortable with the fact that I can let this go, you know, and I'm very proud of what I've learned, and I'm proud that I can take this experience and not be bitter about it or be upset or bash my ex or anything like that. I can look at the situation objectively and see how things went wrong, but I can also see the positive side of how good things were, you know, so I can take multiple lessons from this. And I think when you can do that, when you can take things objectively, I think to a degree, it can help you cope a little bit. And maybe a lot, because for me, it worked. For me, I took a rational look at it, and it was just like, this makes sense. I can do this. I'm good. You know, because I did learn about myself as far as relationships go. I always had kind of a negative view of relationships, where I knew that some people did it and they were happy, and some people did it and they weren't happy. But that was a 50-50 shot, and I wasn't really willing to play the game. And that stemmed from watching a lot of failed and negative relationships growing up. And it was just like, I'm happy by myself. Why would I want to be unhappy by inviting someone into my life to come and mess up this peace that I've built for myself over time? But now I realize having a companion or being in a nice relationship is actually not bad. You know, it's actually fun. It's nice. You know, when I would go and be able to see my ex when I went to Jamaica. Yeah, it was a long distance thing, I know. But when we would be together, we would actually have a pretty good time. It's just, again, that communication thing, that needing a deeper connection, that the all the other aspects of a relationship that I didn't feel like we had and I didn't know how to build, that was the breaking point. But otherwise, we had fun together. You know, we could laugh and joke, and it was fine. So that surface level stuff, that was great for us. It was the deeper stuff that I was missing. And now I realize how important those things are to me. Even in my friendships, I have very deep connections with my friends. Granted, most of my friends I've known my entire life, you know, where I grew up with them from elementary school or kindergarten, or even a couple of them I met in high school because they went to different middle schools and different elementary schools. But I'm still friends with a lot of the people that I grew up with. And we have very deep connections. It's judgment free. You know, we can talk about anything. And that's what I was lacking with my ex. And I couldn't build it. And I couldn't figure out why. You know, and being able to feel like my voice is heard. I'm the kind of person where if you say to me, you know, Caress, you're doing X, Y, and Z, and it really bothers me, and I'd appreciate it if you stop, I would instantly stop. Or you would see me putting in every effort to catch myself to not repeat that behavior around you. And I expect that from other people when they're trying to build a relationship with me, or if we already have an existing relationship. I want to be able to say, you know, I hate that you're doing this, and it really irks me. Please don't do it. And you as my friend or my partner should be able to be like, damn, like, I'm sorry I upset you. I appreciate where you're coming from. I'll stop. And that should be it. I wasn't getting that from my ex. So I realized in letting certain things go, I was compromising myself, because I would say these things to him and he would say, okay, but then the action would never change. And I'd let it go because, you know, you have to compromise in a relationship, and then maybe there would be something else that comes up, and it was just like, wow, it's just something so small. Why am I upset over something so small? I should let it go. It's tiny. But then I realized, no, it's not tiny. It means something to me. It's important, and it's something that it should be discussed. and it should be addressed, and we should be able to come to a compromise that works for both of us and move forward. And that's the part where I lost myself. Even though I was being vocal, I somehow wasn't being vocal enough for him to understand how important these tiny things were for me. So that's what I mean when I say losing yourself. You don't want to get to that point in a relationship, because then it leads to resentment and all kind of other negative feelings. And you don't necessarily want that in a relationship. Yes, relationships have their ups and downs, but you want to be able to feel like you have a partner where if you express something, it matters to them just as much as it matters to you. And you don't want to put their needs or their opinions over yours, because again, that goes right back to not feeling like your voice is heard or that your voice is important. So these things that I learned about myself and that I learned in general about relationships, I think they're incredibly important. And now I can take this and move forward and pick a healthy relationship and be able to identify certain things in others before I get so far into a relationship. I didn't know these things before. So that's what I mean where I'm not mad about it. I learned so much. I can take this information and create healthier relationships for myself. And I think that's fabulous. And I hope that you can take my experience and learn something for you that you can use going forward to create good relationships for yourself. You can find me on Instagram at daybydaypod. You can also find me here at Anchor. Feel free to call in, reach out, message me. However, I also want this podcast to be very interactive. So if you guys have ideas or things that you're going through in your life that you want me to discuss here, or you can always call in and we can discuss it together, that would be fabulous. Let me know. I'm always open. And thanks so much for listening, guys. I really appreciate it, and have a great day.
The audio you just heard was recorded in Anchor. Learn more at anchor.fm.